Petersburg's Borough Assembly approved a wish list of community projects on Monday. A list of prioritized capital projects goes to the state, and requests are also made to the federal government. KFSK's Olivia Rose reports.
Every year, the Alaska legislature puts together a capital budget, money to fund big-ticket projects around the state. And every year, the Petersburg Borough requests some of that money for a number of local projects and names its top 10 priorities. Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger said he isn't very optimistic the projects will receive large amounts of funding, but he likes the list of priorities.
In the event some of these monies become available, I think they fit the needs of our community quite well.
The borough has a list of nearly 70 projects this year, most of which are unfunded and carried over from past years of making the annual requests. Some projects are already underway, but not fully funded, like the Petersburg Medical Center's new hospital. That needs $67 million for the main hospital building to complete the project. It kept its top spot on the borough's priority list for the third year in a row, which Stanton Greger supports.
The one I really like is seeing the medical center at the top of that list. That is our largest capital need and community need as well. So I'll be voting yes.
Vice Mayor Donna Marsh is not a fan of the new hospital project, but she supports the overall list.
I think there are so many of the other valid projects that we need funding for and assistance with, so I myself will vote yes.
Two new potential projects on the list include a small dock south of town for small cruise ships and safety upgrades to the elementary school's drop-off zone. Another request in the borough's top 10 is for facilities at Banana Point, near the southern part of Mitkoff Island. It's a frequently used place for launching boats, and after initially making it into the capital budget last year, it was vetoed by Governor Mike Dunleavy. The project was earmarked for federal funding last year. A new accessible ramp for Petersburg South Harbor, safety gear for the fire department, and repairs to the Aquatic Center are a few of the other top priority projects for Petersburg, as well as the engineering and disinfectant study for upgrades to the town's wastewater plant system. Assemblymember Bob Lynn said although it's uncertain what projects will get funded in this annual process, he's in support.
What we have here, I think, is a pretty good ranking and a pretty good list.
But just because a project is on the list, that doesn't ensure it'll get capital funding, even if it's in the top 10. Last year, the Petersburg Medical Center's new hospital project was the borough's top priority, but it didn't make it into the legislature's budget. And projects that do make it may get struck down by the governor's veto pen, like what happened for Banana Point last year. It's also possible for projects to get state funding without being named a borough priority. So as long as a project is on the overall list, there's a chance it could get funding, but it's no guarantee.
Clerk, call the roll, please.
Petersburg's Assembly took less than 5 minutes to discuss and unanimously approve the priority list of community projects. Mayor Mark Jensen says past years of assembly deliberations took a long time to rank project priority.
Thank you.
Okay, we approved the capital projects list. That was a lot less painful than in the past.
Shortly after, the assembly unanimously approved a separate priority list for requesting federal funding, or earmarks, as well, which consists of some of the same projects. In Petersburg, I'm Olivia Rose.